The Lagos Regional Police Command has warned that it will deal with anyone who breaches the curfew imposed on Bimbila or engages in any violent act. The Regional Commander DCOP Kenny Boa told Radio Ghana that more police and military men have been deployed to Bimbila while patrols have been intensified. He denied reports that more dead bodies are being retrieved from the bush, insisting that the death toll still stands at 13. DCOP Kenny Boa spoke to Bubu Klinogo.
The situation is a little bit calm. There have not been any fighting since Friday, and the place is calm. We intensify our patrols day and night, and with the imposition of the curfew, things are improving a little bit.
Since the curfew has been imposed, has there been any breaches?
Yes, there have not been any breaches.
Okay, but we're getting reports that more bodies are being retrieved from the bush. Is that correct?
Not now. That was a day after the incident that we started recovering some bodies. But as of now, we haven't done any recovery again.
So the death toll is 13 or 14?
13. One died at the hospital.
Some people are giving us reports that about 50 bodies are being recovered from the forest.
I'm the police regional commander here, and I'm the man on the ground, and I'm telling you that as of now, we have recovered 13 and not whatever figure that you have. It's 13.
Have you got any information as to whether people are adopting some sort of heat and run strategy that they hit people and then they run into the bush? Is that correct?
Well, I'm not aware of hit and run strategy adopted by any group of people. After that incident, we have not had any firing here or there again, and so I cannot say that the strategy that we're talking about, that the hit and run, is the strategy people have adopted.
So what assurances can you give the people of Bimbila?
All that we want them to do is that they should lay down their arms and then talk. They should respect the rule of law, in that we have deep up security, and then if they have information, please, they should make it available to the police.